I think of those folks in this memorial service this past week, and I was challenged by just a simple walk around the parking lot. And, you know, I got the privilege to share the gospel clearly with these folks, got really good response, and I can't think of a more appropriate time to share the love of Christ to someone when they are hurting most. Folks, there is a world out there that is hurting. There is a world out there that is searching for answers, searching for some measure of definition. And can I tell you that they're all living in or looking in the wrong places? The right place to search for is in Christ. That's the only one that will suffice. And however more so do these lost ones need to hear it and they need to see it. They need to hear it and they need to see it. And folks, I think about this whole reminder concept and how we need to be reminded of where we come from. If we're not reminded of that, I don't think that we're going to be too effective in declaring the grace and goodness of God to those who need to hear it most. When Isaiah came into the presence of God as well, when Jeremiah came into the presence of God, there were two things that happened. They gained a recognition for who God was. What a privilege that is, folks. A recognition for who God was and a realization for what they were. Here was Isaiah, a man who was a prophet of age, had many years experience under him. And he says, I am like a child. I am unworthy. Not all these great things I've done for you, Lord. Not all this faithful service that I have put in my time for. No, God, I am completely unworthy to be in your presence. And it is only by the compassion and grace and love of God that we are merited favor to him. Christians, may we be reminded and realize who we are, that will drive us to our knees before him, that will compel a worship and praise to him, and drive us to serve him with the utmost dignity and excellence. I encourage you today, may we be reminded of those great truths. May we be reminded of the great redemption process. May we be reminded of the triumph and victory that we have in Christ. And may we be reminded of the responsibility and opportunity that we have to serve him in light of it all. Amen. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Father, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the truth that it holds, Lord. And I thank you as we look at this little story and we see not just a story of miraculous work within the historical setting, but we see a plan that you had painted through this story of redemption for all mankind. Lord, I thank you for that plan. I thank you, Lord, that you followed through, but that even in your humanity you cried out, Lord, let this cup pass from me, but yet that was not enough to constrain you to keep from doing the will of the Father. You came through and you served faithfully. You offered yourself as payment for all of our sins. And the Lord, through your work on the cross, we can now stand triumphantly. We stand victoriously in the presence of the Father because of the blood that was shed. Lord, may we be a people of God that are piously before you. May we be a people of God that are continually praising you. May we be a people of God that are continually pursuing your purpose and plan in and through our lives. May we be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And may you get the glory from it all. We do pray. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all of this. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand together with me as Rebecca plays through a time of reflection here and just meditation? Let's be reminded, if you will, of God's work.